Hello, you're listening to People, Pets, and Vets with Dr. Brad Miller and registered veterinary technician Angel Martin.
Hello.
Each week, we bring you current events and news in the veterinary industry and share our thoughts and perspective on how they impact us in our animal hospital. We also try to give you an inside and behind-the-scenes glance at our clinic and the people in it. This episode 108 is being brought to you by Georgia Veterinary Associates, a family of animal hospitals caring for your family pet. Angel.
Yes.
What is our mission statement?
Our mission statement is to be...
It's GVA's... I'm going to help you.
I was going to say.
Oh, okay.
GVA's obligation is to provide... Oh my gosh. I do know it.
It's GVA's obligation
to provide innovative and thoughtful care to pets and the people who love them.
Yes, thank you. We have not talked about that in the clinic in over 18 months.
Well, we've mentioned it, and it's part of our bonusly reward system. So every day the staff is talking about our core values in that regard. But no, we used to kind of go round robin and make people recite it.
But now we have more stress with COVID. We try to become a little more efficient during rounds, and we've lost a little bit of, the normal things we do.
The kumbaya feels.
Right, so that's going
to
be
more like high and tight. Like, let's talk about what we need to
get talked about. We got more work than we can do, and let's move on. So when we reopen, which that's one thing I want to talk about, and we'll come back to that, it's going to be getting back to the basics, I think. So beautiful in Lawrenceville and Decula, Georgia, and Braselton, Georgia.
Braselton's beautiful.
Probably, 75 to 80 degrees, partly cloudy skies, just zero humidity for us anyway. It feels like that. So absolutely beautiful. Some of the pools are starting to open up. Not pools, like I normally would say from West Texas, but the pools, swimming pools. When do they normally open? Labor Day?
Usually it's Memorial
Day.
Labor
Day they close.
Yes.
Memorial Day they open.
Mine, however, is going to open on the 7th. So we have a new HOA president, and that new president is very pool-friendly.
Pool-friendly?
Yes. Okay. Very pool-friendly. Opened the pool earlier this year, kept the pool, wants to keep the pool open later as well.
He's a pool guy.
It's a girl, actually.
She's a pool lady.
But I don't mind. As long as it doesn't cost us any more money as a community, I am totally cool with it. Because it does start getting hot here.
Now.
And then it obviously stays hot through September.
It does seem like, historically, they close the pools a little bit too early. So, all right. So, we are going to do this podcast in two parts. We're going to go ahead and record.
Why do you give away all of our podcast secrets?
Today's episode and next week's episode, because there is a VMG meeting that we're having out in Vegas. And we will be attending that and will not be able to record the next one. So whether we have a 10-minute podcast or a 40 or 50-minute podcast today, we're going to kind of have... Miss Jen, edit that and push that out into two parts.
Okay.
So
part one and part two.
Part one and part two.
We can do like those infamous TikToks do. Hit like to see the next part or subscribe to listen to part two.
Yeah, I wish we had that much interaction with our podcast.
Have you ever watched one of those TikToks and you're like,
I have, but
you know
I've never clicked on to watch part two.
Never ever?
No, never.
I would say I don't watch TikTok often, but I think maybe the one time I did click on it to see the next, and it just totally wasn't. It was like a cooking show, and it was like, oh, here's me baking all this stuff, mixing all of it together in the bowl. Click subscribe or next or like or whatever the word is
to get more views and likes, right? Yeah. That's their whole end game.
Smart.
So,
but it totally wasn't worth it.
Is Sister Rhonda still pushing out anything on TikTok?
I don't know that our TikTok is super active. I would have to double check that. Again, I don't really use TikTok.
So we're completely not talking about veterinary medicine, which is fine. You don't quote-unquote use TikTok.
I don't.
So I watch TikTok. I do not interact. I do not post. I do not go on live TikTok feeds.
So I don't know what that
means.
And post
questions, but I will sit there and scroll through TikTok and watch whatever is going on in the world.
So see, I don't sit on TikTok and scroll. So that's what I mean when I say I don't use it. I will, like, oftentimes my family members will send me, like, a TikTok video. They'll share it with me. And
right.
So I'll watch that one video and then I'm done. Or relating this all back to veterinary medicine, something will come up and they'll be like, oh, look at this funny dog or cat on TikTok, which I have two stories to talk about. So apparently there is an old retired police dog in Australia that acts really crazy to the word cocaine.
So that's a trigger word.
Yes. I haven't watched it, but apparently it went viral.
Okay.
And then there's this other thing, which I guess I've definitely done with my dog, but I don't record my every moment, so I've never posted it. But have you ever, like, kind of played with your dog where you make, like, a rapid movement and then stop, and then make another rapid movement and stop, and the dog thinks we're playing, and so he does this, like, bow play thing.
Yeah, like, kind of...
And then, you, like, kind of scurry after them, and they freak out.
Yeah.
So apparently that is, like, a viral TikTok thing. There's like a dance where you act like a scarecrow, I guess, and you bring one arm up in a 90 degree, the other arm up in a 90 degree, flip your head back, and then when the dog bows to play with you, you like run after it, and the dogs all scurry. It's really funny to watch, but like some dogs are scared.
Right.
Many dogs are playing because it's a playful thing, but it's just really funny the things that people record.
Oh, yeah.
And put...
And then go viral, right?
Yeah.
Because everybody thinks
and
it's so
awesome.
And then
everyone and their brother literally repeats it. It's so interesting.
So two thoughts there. Do you remember the TikTok I showed? I think I showed you. Maybe you weren't downstairs on the clinical floor, but it was the goats coming through, like, the kitchen that were the little baby goats that were prancing and bouncing on the floor.
No.
You did not see that?
No.
It was hilarious.
Yeah.
It was very similar to what you're talking about. There were, like, four or five baby goats that just came stomping and prancing and bouncing into the kitchen that somebody recorded. Hilarious.
What is crazy, like, I just never think to be like, hold on, let me record this real quick.
Yep.
Because if you're going to post it onto TikTok, don't you have to record it there? Like, you can't take a recording from, like, 3 days ago and put it on TikTok, or can you?
I don't know. You just record it on your phone, then you post it.
Again,
I'm not interactive.
To be, like, a live TikTok post.
No.
You can, like, record it and then sync it up with TikTok?
Yes.
Okay.
It's a recording, but then they do these live things, and people are asking questions and sending messages, and it gets kind of very weird and personal, quite honestly.
Weird. I knew you could record, but I thought you had to record on the app.
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. Okay. Maybe. You may have to record on the app, but it's not all a live event.
Clearly, we're not TikTok savvy.
We're not TikTokers.
I'm not a TikToker.
So, President Trump, ex-President Trump, I don't know, is that proper, or do you still refer to him as former President Trump, was going to do away with TikTok?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because it was like this Russian spy thing?
I think it was like Chinese, and he didn't agree, and I don't know why they violated the rules of President Trump, but he was going to make it go away, but obviously it has not.
I definitely do remember when TikTok first started, there was a lot of rumor about, like, don't sign up because it's Russians invading your
spying
phone.
They're spying on you,
and
they're doing this, that, and the other.
Maybe some of that stuff happens, but I don't know.
Okay. Your story, your commercial that you showed me right before we started recording this, the Subaru commercial with the Golden Retrievers driving.
Family. The Golden Retriever family, which is
the family driving the Subaru. And I believe, it wasn't a boxer.
It was a bulldog.
A bulldog driving the truck.
Let's go back, right? Because I feel like I miss commercials a lot because we watch a lot of streaming TV. And so there's not very many commercials. And quite frankly, I don't even know why, but on Hulu or something, whatever we do streaming, there's commercials. They're always for medication, which is so weird. Like
with all the warnings at the end of the medication commercial.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. So
warning: do not use this if you're driving a truck. If you have red hair, if you have blah blah blah, 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 blah very quick. Yeah.
It's so interesting because, like, honestly, for some of these, like, OA drugs and stuff, like when the TV commercial starts, like, I could probably recite it.
Mm-hmm.
But those are the only TV commercials I've seen. So I was on vacation last week with my family, and at night to kind of calm down before I went to bed, I flipped the TV on and just kind of like watched a rerun of Law and Order.
So this is regular, quote
this
unquote,
is regular
network
cable
or
cable network TV.
TV.
Yeah. Okay. In like a
because
resort
y'all,
villa.
Because y'all do not have that. You and Lance do not have that.
We don't.
That. It's all stream.
We only do streaming services. Okay. Yeah. So we have basically all the ones you can think of. We have HBO Max, Hulu, Netflix, Disney Plus,
yeah.
Sling. You name it, we probably have it.
Okay.
But anyways, so sitting there watching, I saw this commercial and I only caught, you know, I wasn't paying 100% of the attention to it, but what caught my eye is the dogs. And we've talked about this before that like pets and animals and dogs, they're in a lot of marketing for people because there's that like cute factor, that humanity factor, like people are very much drawn to that. And Subaru is known for being like a vehicle for dog people anyways. But yes, so the commercial is so adorable. I have a golden retriever myself, so I'm slightly biased, but it's this family of golden retrievers. They're driving down the interstate and there's a baby golden retriever in a car seat in the back. And
well, okay, hang on. Before you get to that,
okay.
What I assume is the dad, I could not check out genitals.
I didn't think they were wearing attire that
but,
said one way or the other.
The dad, I'm assuming the dad driving the vehicle, has his left paw hung up over the steering wheel.
Very typical of like
on the wrist.
A long driver.
Yep, not grabbing.
All loose fingers.
Just kind of loose fingered. And he's just going down the road. He looks over at, assumingly, the mom in the passenger seat. And then looks back. It's Mark Scribano calling me. looks back at Junior. Hey, Mark. At Junior Golden Retriever in the car seat.
In the back seat, in the car seat.
Yep, behind
and
mom.
They have their windows down, and they're cruising along on the interstate, and they pass a semi-truck who is being driven by a bulldog.
Yep.
And the bulldog is also like very, you know, driving proper, two hands on the wheel.
Yeah.
And the puppy in the back seat does this like hand signal or arm signal.
So pump down the grab air with your hand, pull your arm down like the arm and hammer.
I would say like a choo choo.
Choo choo. Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Which. Growing up in Texas.
Same in Georgia.
Used to do it, right?
Yes.
You'd be in the back seat or even in the third seat of the station wagon.
Uh-huh.
That probably had wooden panels on the side.
You'd be the kid
for
sure.
Wooden panels. And yes, you pass a truck.
You think it was the coolest thing ever.
Yeah, you start pumping your fist down,
yep.
Your forearm. And what, probably one out of three times?
Oh, no way. Always.
Always?
For me. Always.
It's because you're a girl, probably.
Never.
Maybe half the time for me.
Oh, wow.
The truck driver.
You didn't drive up I-75.
No.
That was the problem. So we drove up I-75 as a kid. We left from Georgia going to Michigan and drove up I-75, and I did this pumping action all the time. And it's always, you know, a startling little air horn. But anyways,
right. So
the little golden retriever puppy is pumping his arm in the back seat, which I think is hysterical. And then you see the little bulldog pull on his air horn and
look
go,
over and yeah, acknowledge and then wah, wah.
It's so hysterical. But again, it doesn't say anything about their vehicle.
Yeah,
you
no,
can
it,
see
it's
this
it's
SUV.
Using animals to give you that feel good.
But you have this memory of
Subaru. Oh my god, I love animals.
And they like dogs, and it's just
yes.
I mean, yes, I can tell you they're driving an SUV and it's kind of like greenish in color, but other than that, there was
Subaru
nothing
Forester, it
there
was.
There was nothing about
safety,
how
fuel
great
efficiency,
this, yeah,
price.
Nothing at all.
Yes, yes.
So, I thought it was super interesting.
But what did it say? It came across the screen, approved by animal.
Dog approved.
Yeah. So,
but again, like Subaru,
so that's
their
very,
past commercials have been very dog friendly as well. And
well,
like at the end, they're
earth friendly. I'm going to say
their tagline used to be like for dog people.
So kind of like our healthy pet, happy life.
Yes.
Now they're somewhat changing it, but they're picking up on the fact that, so if you, when you say Subaru, immediately, I have a picture of a guy and a girl, a man and a woman, and the way they're dressed that drive a Subaru.
It's very outdoorsy.
Outdoorsy, earthy.
Yes.
Take care of themselves very much physically, health-wise, mm-hmm. but don't really care what they look like as far as, you know, is the hair done?
They're not using so earthy, like earthy, products. It's very earthy. Yeah.
Yeah, they probably shop at REI. They may go to Dick's Sporting Goods occasionally, but they love to hike. They may or may not like to fish. They camp. I mean, it's just that brand.
The one thing
sure.
I'll tell you that I know about Subaru people is that once they have driven a Subaru, they are always Subaru people. Now, that there may be like a little asterisk there that somebody might change and, you know, do like more of a luxury vehicle or something like that, more economic, whatever.
So, there are other vehicles that I feel the same way. I, you know, Mercedes maybe. Is it a Ford F-150? Maybe. A lot of people tend to do that. Same thing with a breed of dog, right?
Yeah.
Like, once you, if you're a pug lover, you may want pugs for the rest of your life.
So, what's interesting is that we were just on vacation, right? So, there were 8 of us in total. It was my immediate family, my aunt, who's my dad's sister, my cousin, and my sister's roommate, or her best friend. And we were sitting around one morning having coffee, and obviously knowing that I work in the animal industry, she asked me, she said, if you could pick to have any breed of dog, like, what would you pick?
Well, I chose a golden retriever as my last dog.
I think she was saying, like, future. And I kind of told her, I was like, you know, it's kind of an interesting question because, like, right now I have a Chihuahua mix. I have a miniature dachshund. I have a golden retriever. Historically, I had a mixed breed dog and I had an English pointer, like, in my life of personal dogs. And I kind of told her, I was like, you know, it's interesting to me because I don't know that I would ever get the same breed more than once because I'm kind of weird that way because, like, I don't think that any dachshund will ever be the same as the current one that I have. Like, their personalities will be very different. I
totally agree with that, but most people are going to tend towards the known.
Yeah, and this is what I told her. I said, you know, I have a golden retriever, and I very specifically sought out a golden retriever for the qualities that they're known for, right?
Which he is absolutely typical.
He is.
Kind of like Dr. Hines is typical millennial. Tobin is typical golden retriever.
Very typical golden retriever. But I told her, I was like, you know, would I have another one? Maybe, but I may also branch out and have another dog.
Something different.
And
that's
she's looking for a dog right now. And okay. She was kind of just, you know, picking apart. And I was like, I don't know. If you're looking for a dog, maybe like a Labradoodle, I don't know, golden doodle, kind of get the best of two worlds or whatever. But my point in saying all of that is that there are some people, and we have clients, that they will get the same type of pet, same color pattern, and they will name it like Joe 1, Joe 2, Sam 2, Sam 4.
I've had a client with three dogs with the same name, and I'm just like, that really makes no sense.
I mean, they
don't
have to change.
But for the
dog bowls.
So everybody's a little different. It's just, you know, I want what I want. I don't want to step out of my comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
So speaking to the whole breed thing, I have had a lot of different breeds of dogs. And so growing up, we had Border Collies, Australian Shepherds, Great Pyrenees were the three main types of dogs we had. Loved them.
Were these all pets? They
were working dogs.
Okay.
Right? And so I love them. I still love the breeds. But right now, with my lifestyle and everything going on, I could not tolerate or handle a Border Collie.
Well, yeah, because also, not only as a pet, but, like, you know them as working dogs.
Yeah,
and
I mean, you have to play with them, interact with them, otherwise they're going to go stir crazy. And so the ultimate point of this little rant is every individual breed of dog or cat that I've ever owned, I have truly come to love them and understand and appreciate the breed or the mixed breed in them. And so it's not really about the breed. It's about the individual.
Sure.
And that human-animal bond.
What do you call it if it's not a personality of a dog? Temperament? Like, personality, right? Like, the suffix of that or the prefix of that is person. And so you can personify
animality,
your dog.
Right?
Is it animality?
Animal, yeah. Animality, yeah.
Because they are very different. No two golden retrievers are going... Oh, they're going to have same traits, but they're not going to have the same
personalities. So 20-plus years ago, Texas A&M cloned the first calf, and then they cloned a dog. You could be correct there. But the thought process was the owner that has, you know, three... Luckies, you know, lucky one, lucky two, lucky three. They just can't get beyond that. I think the thought process was, and maybe still is, that we want to clone. We want to completely replicate the animal that we just lost, whether mm-hmm. it's a production animal or whether it's a pet. And what the studies have shown and what reality has shown is you can't, because that personality is always going to be different.
The brain is different, yeah. Yeah. Essentially.
So my most recent dog, which I'm not... I guess maybe I am, but I'm not seeking, poor Dr. Miller, but we did euthanize Sadie today, who is and was a puggle. Mm-hmm. And so pug beagle mix, and she was a little diva, but we definitely loved her and loved her personality. But it's kind of like the people we know and the people we work with. We know everybody has really great qualities.
Their attributes, yeah.
But sometimes they have, or not sometimes, they always have negative attributes and qualities. And we have to oftentimes kind of get beyond that to enjoy the person for who they are.
So let's talk about Sadie in memory of her for just a second, as your eyes are kind of reddening and welling a little.
Oh, they're not.
They are. You wouldn't be a doctor or a veterinary medicine if you didn't have feelings for pets. But so Sadie came to your family as a senior dog.
Senior dog, second home for her, second chance. I don't really recall the story behind, I think the lady's name is Donna, to where, you know, where who adopted her and then rehomed her.
Mm-hmm.
So I really don't know her story.
So, but she spent maybe 4 years with you guys?
I would say, I was talking to my brother earlier today and kind of telling him, and 3 to 5, so 4 is probably correct.
So I do remember her coming to your house, right? Obviously, I didn't live there, but I heard stories of you guys. Mary brought the dog home. So Dr. Mary, your wife, brought the dog home, and you were not necessarily a big fan of hers at first.
Yeah, I'm kind of like, what is this thing that you brought into our household?
So she needed some dental work when she first got there.
Yep.
And I think she had a couple of lumps and bumps that we took off within her first week of being at your house as well.
Overweight.
She was overweight. She had arthritis. So you guys started her on medications like day 2 at your house.
Itchy skin, atopy.
So she was kind of a train wreck, but ended up in a great place. And you guys gave her a great life for the last four and a half years that she was with you.
Yeah, I know. She's a great dog. You know, she was a little winch at times. But again, you know, for the most part, made us all happy and I think kept her very happy. So, yeah. So we will miss our Sadie, and we will see if and when we get another dog moving forward.
Do you think you will do puppy, or you think you'll do more senior rescue dog again?
I have no idea. You know,
you're not going to pick it, is what you're saying?
Yeah, I'm not going to pick it. I get to see all life stages of dogs and cats every day.
Yeah.
And so I can kind of get my fulfillment at work, but my family members not. And so we'll see. I mean, every time you lose a pet as an owner, I guess we're all different, right? Sometimes you immediately replace that pet. Sometimes you never get another pet ever. And then there's that gray zone in between.
Yeah.
So, all right. So at this point, let's go ahead and sign off for episode 108. And then, so I thought we were not going to do a hard break. Let's do a hard break.
Okay.
Into episode 108.
We'll end it.
I'll go ahead and we'll do the intro to 109, part 2 of 108 or 109, however you want to look at it.
Okay.
And then we'll pick right back up where we are leaving off.
Okay. All right, guys. We'll check in next week.
Next week for?
Well.
Part 2.
Part 2 or episode 109. But check in next week as we discuss more in the news and in our industry. And I guess in our personal lives, right? We throw
that's
that mix
in. That's kind of all we've
there.
Talked about today.
Yeah,
a lot.
We haven't really talked about much at all. But hopefully you guys are still enjoying it. And wherever you're listening, you're going to hit subscribe. And you are going to follow us, hopefully, on Instagram at People, Pets, and Vets. And make sure to follow all of our clinics on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and apparently TikTok. But I'll double check on that one. Make sure to check out our blogs on our website at mygathat.com. And remember, without people, pets are simply animals.
Bye, guys. See you, part 2.